Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Kelly. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Oh, it's always good to be here.
I'm so excited. I love chatting with you. So you're like a favorite returning guest just because we're just like chatting about podcasting, chatting about books, chatting about romance and all life in between. So,
well, the feeling is mutual. I'm always happy to chat anything with you, Laura.
Yeah. So tell us what you've been up to since we last spoke last summer. So we talked earlier this summer where we both were living in different places.
Well, that's right. I was like, last summer, I mean, a lot has changed just in like the past, like 4 or 5 months. Like, you and I were both living in completely different states in completely different parts of the country. We were actually closer to one another like 5 or 6 months ago because you were in Chicago. I was in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. And I now have relocated to Portland, Oregon, because thankfully working from home, you know, affords you the option to do that. And I really love where, like, physically where I'm at right now. Like, I think it's the perfect place for me. I am all about that sweater weather, like 8 months of the year, perfectly fine by me. I know that's not, as somebody who now lives in Florida, I know that that is not your go-to.
Yeah. Now like short weather, like we're in shorts in November.
To each their own, But I am loving the fact that I can be like chilly and bundle up in blankets and scarves and everything. Oh, that is my aesthetic 100% of the time. So I am here for that. And, you know, Boobies and Newbies is still going strong. I'm about to cap off my fourth season. And that means, because it's December, it's the fourth annual 12 Days of Boobsmas holiday spectacular. So that's been a lot of fun to record. It's a lot to record in, and I don't have to tell you about a lot to record because you record way too much. But it's a lot of fun. And I feel like it's definitely gotten me in the holiday spirit, especially since I start recording these holiday episodes and reading holiday romances in like September and October. It's kind of a weird segue from like monster erotica to cozy times at the inn.
I love this. And we're going to be chatting about spicy holiday recommendations, which I love. So tell us about Boobmas and why we should listen in, not just this month's Boobmas, but also the past three other seasons, because there's plenty of content for more Boobmas.
Yes. I mean, when we're talking 12 days of Boobsmas, that means 12 holiday romances, 12 episodes, all in the month of December. This is my fourth one. So by the end of this December, I'll have almost 50 episodes recorded that are just holiday romance. I mean, sometimes it makes me just want to go off and start a whole new podcast that is literally just holiday romance because there are so many of them. I mean, predominantly Christmas. However, I love that we're seeing more holidays represented, not just during December, but like throughout the year. Mm-hmm. There's been a couple great anthologies in the past couple of years that have focused on non-denominational holidays, which has been great. I love reading a good Hanukkah romance. I am here for that. I want a lot more Hanukkah romance personally, but I think they're a great listen, especially like if you're, I don't know, prepping some holiday cookies, doing some baking, kind of a nice way to switch up watching the Hallmark Channel 24/7, like leading up to Christmas. So I try to make them a little bit shorter and not only talk about the book that we're discussing, but also discuss with my guests, like what some of their favorite holiday memories are and their traditions that they do in their family. And I pride myself on talking to a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds because they all have unique traditions and ways of celebrating with their family and friends that are so different from my own, but I love hearing their stories. Like, it's honestly, as an only child that comes from a very small family, it's always really exciting to me to hear about different family dynamics and what goes on around the holidays, which tend to be very family centric. So I find them really fun to listen to, whether you're baking, road tripping, you know, anything around the holidays that's got you busy, you can always pop on an episode of the 12 Days of Boobsmas.
I love this. And so give us a sneak peek of some of the episodes that we're going to see this year.
Oh, well, let me tell you. So let's see, where do we start? Well, I have to say I think a good chunk of the books that I selected for this year's 12 Days of Boobsmas are more recent releases. These are books that have come out in 2021, mostly between September and November, with the intention of being a December 2021 holiday read. So I am covering a lot of more recent books. Window Shopping by Tessa Bailey. I think that's been a big one on a lot of people's lists. I think anything Tessa Bailey usually makes a lot of people's lists, especially when talking about high heat in romance. I definitely underrepresent historical romance on my podcast in general. So I'm trying to make up for that during the Boobsmas season. So I do have a historical romance anthology that I'm covering over the course of a couple of episodes, as well as another standalone historical novella called The Captain's Midwinter Bride, which I have to say is actually probably one of my favorite stories I've read all year, because it's a married couple in like their 40s who are rediscovering the love in their relationship. And I feel like we don't get to see that narrative enough in romance. So
let alone in a historical.
Yeah. And especially in a historical, and as they're preparing for their grown daughter's wedding. And so I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. This is stuff that I don't usually get to read. That's kind of what I gravitate towards a lot, is I might be the booby in Boobies and Newbies. However, I love reading things that make me a newbie, because even after a decade plus of reading romance, I love being surprised. I love finding things, characters, tropes, situations that just are foreign to me, that I'm not used to reading or seeing represented. So when I do find those, I inherently love them, because I love seeing the way that this genre is evolving over the course of time. And especially in the last couple of years, we have seen a lot of change, and I hope it continues that way. So yeah, there's a little bit of everything. I've got, I will say, I even somehow snuck in, if you can believe it, an alien Christmas romance.
Yes.
It surprised me too. So, but Tiffany Roberts actually does have a book out called Claimed by the Alien Bodyguard that I know does not sound like a Christmas romance. Like, by no means does that title say holidays, but it's there. It's there.
Oh man, this is so exciting. Oh, so good. So now let's chat about some high heat holiday romance. Tell us all about which ones are going to be the spiciest book. So maybe okay with the Christmas, but maybe turn on the heat and the spiciness.
Right. Well, and can we first of all just say that there are not enough high heat holiday books in the world?
No. No.
I don't know where people's wires got crossed that Christmas, I'm saying Christmas specifically, because that is predominantly what we are reading as a holiday romance, but I don't know when people decided that Christmas also could not be sexy. Like, it was really disappointing. And so I feel like over the course of, you know, 4 years of reading these holiday romances for the podcast, I would say a good maybe half of them are what we would consider a closed door romance. And of the other half, only maybe half of those feature like high heat situations, and the rest are still kind of on the PG, PG-13 sort of side. So, yeah, I would like to personally see a lot more high heat in my holiday romance. And I do have a few to recommend. And I think some people have started a trend in the last couple of years of what I'm calling Santa-rotica, which I am absolutely 100% here for. So 2021, I read my second Christmas, I read my second Santa-themed erotic story. And at first I was like, I'm wondering like where this is coming from. Because I had read one in 2020, and I will recommend both of them for this podcast. But it actually was something that we discussed in our review of this new Santa-rotica release, just sort of like what it is that maybe draws people to Santa. So if like me, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm wondering what's going on with this. Like, where's the psychology behind this? We talk about this in one of my podcast episodes for the 12 Days of Boobs Miss this year. So that first book I do want to recommend is called Santa Claus is Going to Town on Me, which might be the best title ever. And that's by M.L. Eliza. It's actually Marie Lipscomb, who I absolutely adore her as both a person and the book she writes, but she's writing under a different pen name for this one. I think specifically because it's like a little bit more on the erotic side compared to like what she typically writes. But I would absolutely recommend that. Marie ML, whatever you want to call her, she has a knack for writing plus size characters, not just the women, also the men. So I am very appreciative of the fact that I don't think I've read a book of hers that didn't feature at least one main character who was plus size. And, you know, as a plus size woman, that speaks to me.
Yes, it speaks to me too. So
yeah,
I can't wait to read the Santa-rotica.
Oh my gosh, it is fire. Like, first of all, how graphic can we get? You know, like his jizz tastes like peppermint. Like, I mean, there's just.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a Nautilus taste like snow cone or something, a snow pie or something.
So that was my other Santa-rotica. These are the two that I will 100% recommend over the course of time. The other one is The Naughty List by Ellie Mae McGregor. And Ellie is a book blogger. Ellie has fantastic points of view on romance. Ellie's been a guest on Boobies and Newbies in the past. We've also reviewed Ellie's werewolf romance on the podcast in the past. And so The Naughty List was my first foray into Santa-rotica, and I was not upset about it. And then reading Santa Claus is Going to Town on Me this year just kind of solidified the fact that I totally get it. I totally get why people are into Daddy Claus. Like, I get it.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. He's a daddy. He's like the ultimate daddy. Like, honestly, I'm not even going to break it down because we talk about this extensively on the podcast episode. And I will say my guest for the Santa Claus is Going to Town on Me episode is she's very much a newbie to the world of romance. This was only the second romance she had read and she loved it. She loved it. She wants to buy copies of it to share with people for the holidays. And it's a fantastic fantasy in terms of like, there's so many questions you have about Santa, but like, you also already know a lot of the lore surrounding Santa. So I think it's really cool that you can like pick and choose what elements you want to use. Like, oh, how does he come down the chimney? And he's like magic. Like, he makes it snow, like whenever he wants, like in her bedroom. And there are toys. I am all for toy play. Yeah. In a romance, and especially when you've got like magic candy cane mistletoe toys, like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yes, okay, I'm buying that book. So.
Perfect. I'm glad I've convinced at least one other person. That's all I'm trying to do here.
Yes, I'm buying this book and I'll share a recommendation probably like, you know, after I read it. You
know? Well, and then if anybody else is also looking for more toys in romance, I do have another suggestion that is a holiday romance that does feature toys prominently, and that is Stocking Stuffers by Erin McLellan. Have you read that one already, Laura?
So my thoughts were too much sex. Like it was like, but it was like sex cookies. Like it was like, we're like, no, do something nice. And they'll be like, okay, again, they're getting it on, which is great.
And then we bake some cookies.
It was like, so if someone is like, yeah, I like the high need, I would say like, it just, I need to be in the mood for it. So sure. I'm not going to turn it down because I do read like, I like BDSM, I like all the other stuff, but, yeah. But for some reason, it was like more the erotica space than like what I was expecting, but it definitely was. But it was just like sex cookie.
That's so funny. That's how you should like write a like headline for like the review for that book is just sex cookie.
Which is like great. The best of both worlds. You know?
Exactly. I want to say when we did discuss, that was another one we did for the 12 Days of Boobsmas, I can't remember. I think it must've been 2019 at this point, because 2020, who knows what happened that year, but, there definitely was talk of it being like a food porn kind of book. Like there's so much food. There is so much winter wonderland-ness. It's a snowed in kind of classic trope. And what I love about Erin McLellan's books in general, because what's great about Stocking Stuffers is it's part of a series called So Over the Holidays, and each book takes place during a different holiday. So you could even start with Stocking Stuffers and then move on to the one that takes place at New Year's and have yourself.
Yeah. The New Year's ones was so good.
I loved that one.
I love the fact that she feature like holidays are not as dramatic. And I think probably that's why I was like, Stocking Stuffers, I was like, I'm so used to like Christmas romance to be like kind of like saccharine, very easy. And this was like a shock. If it was a different holiday, I was like, oh, I'm game for it because I don't have expectations, you know? There's no other books been written about these holidays. And so I'm like, all for it. So the New Year's one, it's delicious. It's so good. So.
And the New Year's one, I think, is it's two women, right? Yeah, it's two bisexual women, which I love. And again, features toys. Like Erin McLellan has a knack for really diverse representation across this series. All I've read from her, I think, has been this series and this one that was about coffee, which is also fine by me. But she has a lot of diverse rep. What I really loved about that book, Stocking Stuffer specifically, is the fact that the heroine is a, you know, sex toy salesperson. Like she's one of those people that like comes to your house and hosts a party. Yeah. And I loved that. And then when you're snowed in with all these toys and a hot dude, like, well, what else can you do besides put these toys to use?
Yeah.
So, I'm a fan.
Yes. I love this.
Yeah. That's a good one.
So what's next? Any other recommendations?
Okay. So I have one that it's been a while since I read it, and I can't necessarily say I absolutely loved every single second of it. However, it definitely was a high heat book, and the book is called Bossy Christmas Party by Mia Madison. And I'm trying to think of like the best way to describe this book. Basically, assistant gets stuck in a holiday party at the office and ends up hooking up with the boss. And then it like continues from there. Like they continue having sort of like a secret hookup sort of situation around the holidays. There's definitely like gratuitous gift giving. So like, if you're like, I'm into billionaires spending outrageous amounts of money in a book, this is the book for you, because he buys her everything. And they definitely get it on in the office more than once. And I will say, if I'm ever reading like a office set romance, it is my biggest pet peeve if they don't have sex in the office. If there's no sort of hookup in the office, I'm like, what is the point of setting this here? I don't understand. It's true. It bothers me. It's kind of like, blame it on me being a theater kid, because the whole idea of like Chekhov's gun is like, you put the gun in act one, somebody's going to get shot by act three. Like, this is just sort of the rule. And so anytime I read a book, or here's another great example, Window Shopping by Tessa Bailey, which I already mentioned, really enjoyed the book. The main male character has an affinity for bow ties. He wears bow ties throughout the book. And so my immediate thought is, well, there's going to be bondage, right? Like he's got to be tying her up with these bow ties. Mm-hmm. No, none of it. And so I have to say it was my one complaint about Window Shopping was the fact that you're setting me up with these expectations that I don't think are unfounded. Like I think when people think of like neckties and romance or erotica, there's like an inherent idea that, oh, someone's going to get blindfolded. Someone's going to get tied up. I don't know. You could gag her too. Like that's totally fine. I mean, she could gag him. That'd be even better. But I just, it's just a loss to me when they don't utilize the tools that they're given. And so thankfully in Bossy Christmas Party, he does, they do get it on in the office more than once. So in that way, it's a fantastic book.
I just bought it. I was like, if you were like looking, I was just buying the book.
Love it. Yeah. That's, yeah, that it was definitely a hot read. That's for sure. Mm. Yeah. So, again, not my favorite, but it was hot. I'm trying to think if there, I guess there's one other one I wanted to recommend. And this is like a recent read for me from this season of the 12 Days of Boobs Miss. It's actually going to be, I think, our final episode for the season. So the 12th day of Boobs Miss. And that is Lost and Found in Copper Ridge by Harlow James. And it does not sound like a sexy book, does it?
So is it like a cowboy or?
No. So, okay. Lost and Found in Copper Ridge. It sounds like your typical, I feel like, small town cowboy romance. It does take place in a small town in the Colorado mountains during the holidays. So there's definitely a snowed-in element to it. But the basic premise is that the two main characters both book the same cabin at the same time, and then they have to share it, which I feel like is, you know, a setup we've seen a lot of times. And, you know, naturally, as things progress, they then decide to have like a bone-a-thon in the cabin. Great. I will say it's maybe not as blatantly hot as some of the other recs are, but the sex they have is really good. Like it's just, the consent level is fantastic. They're doing it on like kitchen countertops and, you know, in the shower, and oh, there's a hot tub too. And so, I mean, there's a lot, it's one of those books where when you start it, you're like, this is not going to be a sexy book. Like there's going to be no heat in this. And then as it goes on, then it just becomes them like boning down in every room of the house that I definitely did not expect to happen. So one of the things we talked about in that episode is that you have to really buy into the concept of like Christmas magic and fate in order to enjoy that book. And I think that's something that we see in a lot of holiday romances in general, like both in books, in Hallmark movies, in, you know, movies in the theater. Like I think there's like this idea of like this extra layer of magic that we might not be able to accept any other time of year, but like with Christmas specifically, it's okay. And that's something that I'm a very jaded, cold-hearted human being. And so typically would not work for me. However, I was okay with it like this time around. It was a very sweet story that also happened to have some really steamy sex scenes.
This is really good. Oh my gosh. I am going to buy the book and listen to the episode.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, and I will say too, I didn't mention it before, and I'm not sure when this episode's going to air, but one of the things I do with the 12 Days of Boobs Miss is I also do 12 giveaways. And so starting from Thanksgiving through like mid-December, I'll be running these giveaways on the Boobies and Newbies Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And every person who wins takes home a prize pack from me that includes some holiday goodies, also like some naughty goodies. But they all also include a romance, a holiday romance, some of which are the ones that we're reviewing for the podcast. So I can say that one of the giveaways definitely includes a copy of Lost and Found in Copper Ridge.
Ooh, love it. Yeah. This episode is going to air the day after Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, perfect. So this is like when things are just getting started then.
Yeah, I think it's going to air. So if you're listening to this episode aired.
And if it's like December 1st, now you can go harass Laura and be like, where is it?
Where is it? No, it's going to air on the day
after. Cool. Yeah. But I think that's kind of the lineup of hotter holiday reads that I've got. I wish I had a Hanukkah one. I know that there are
some Hanukkah ones. I read the matzah ball that came out recently.
Yes, I did too.
It's not steamy, so it's not on the spicy level.
And neither is our Stacey Agdern's books, yeah, which I really did enjoy as well.
I enjoy them, but they're kind of like closed door, so which is, it's totally fine. But I feel like we just need some more high heat, spicy Hanukkah. Yes. Or even Kwanzaa, yes, too. That's another one. So
yeah, I do know that there is a one called Eight Kinky Nights, which I think it's a female romance that's set during Hanukkah. I haven't read it, but I do know that that's come across my feed and that kinky is in the title. So like, if you are specifically looking for like a hotter Hanukkah read, you might consider checking that one out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or writing your own, because we need more.
Yeah. So you don't need to be a good writer, because you can work on developmental editor and all the fun stuff. So, but like, if you find something that you're like, I wish there was success, like, do it. Go ahead. Yeah, we'll give you permission. Write the book.
That's kind of like my goal for 2022, because I've found that for some reason, all of the ideas that I have for books are mostly holiday books. Like, and they're just things that I don't read myself that I want to put out there, because the way I think of it is like, if there's something that you're missing and there's something that you want to read, chances are good somebody else also wants to read that. And so I'm going to make 2022 the year that I write a holiday, even if it's just a mini novella, a novellette, novelette. There we go. I know words, right? But I'm like, this is going to be the year that I write the holiday book that I want to read.
Yes. I love this. Yeah. I'm writing the telenovela that I want to see. Like, actually, that's what I miss. I was like, and my mom, I had a conversation with my mom. She was like looking at my podcast stuff and she's like, there's not enough Latina authors. And I was like, yes, I know.
Amen.
I know. So she's like, gotta work on that. I'm like, you know, that means I have to step up and do it myself too. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like that, the yearbook quote that everyone loves, be the change you want to see in the world. Although the change I want to see is sexy Santas. So apparently that's the change that I have to put in the world.
Yes. And we will welcome it. Awesome. So Kelly, tell us where you can find you online.
Well, my one-stop shop of a website, boobiesandnewbies.com, is a great place to start. You will find links to old episodes. You can listen to them right there on the website if you prefer. I post the occasional blog and review. It's not the best. However, I'm working to do better at putting those out more. And on social media, I'm at Boobies Podcast across platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I've recently joined the world of TikTok, where surprisingly, they would not let me use the word boobies in my handle. So I'm Boobies Podcast on Twitter or on TikTok with boobies spelled with 2 zeros instead of O's. So they tried to cheat me. I'm gonna cheat the system. Look out.
Oh man. All right, Kelly, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
If you enjoy this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. Today's episode's partner is Libre FM. If you're an audiobook listener, then you should add Libre FM as your go-to source for paid audiobooks. Libre FM makes it possible for you to buy audiobooks through your local bookstore. Memberships start at $14.95, and they also have great sales for romance audiobooks each month for $3.99, thanks to the Kiss Club. To sign up for Libre FM, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/LibreFM. You will receive a free audiobook when you sign up for a monthly subscription. If you purchase a subscription through our link, you will be supporting the podcast at no cost to you. The What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Please visit frolic.media/podcast to discover new shows to tune in. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.